This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook for November 9th, 2005. A member of Friends in Tech, friendsintech.com. Today's column, from the archives, Waiting. First published July 19th, 2002. As odd as it might sound, you'll find times in your career and your life when waiting will be the best action you can take. Let me be clear, though. I'm not talking about being inactive, only that you might find yourself waiting for the best combination of events and effort so that you can move to the next level. In many cases, waiting can end up being very productive. Waiting for opportunities to align is not procrastination. In fact, you should be working very hard while you're waiting, not putting off important steps you need to take. For example, you might need to wait for the best time to leave your current job for a new one. You need to get all your ducks in a row before you can simply quit. This is the waiting part. The active part can include many steps. Perhaps you need to improve your skills in specific areas that can make you more attractive to new employers. Maybe you should work on reducing your debt level so that you can return to school or take a vacation between jobs. If you're thinking that you might relocate to find a better job, why not start clearing your house or apartment of unnecessary items and making packing plans? Most importantly, you shouldn't just sit around waiting for something to happen. You should be taking every opportunity to prepare yourself for any opportunities that might come your way. If you look a little more closely, it should be easy to see the difference between good waiting and bad waiting. It's all a matter of activity. If you're waiting for someone to offer you a job out of the blue, you're being extremely unrealistic. It just doesn't happen. On the other hand, if you're simply waiting for responses to resumes and phone calls that you sent out last week, you're on the right track. Waiting for the big inheritance from your rich aunt, bad. Waiting for your investments to gain a long-term return, good. Waiting for your boss to fire you, bad. Waiting for responses to resumes and doing your job well until you quit, good. You can be reasonably sure that you're not procrastinating if you're taking some action to improve your career, even if it means you're waiting for something else to happen. As a writer, I have to make sure that I have new material being sent out all the time, whether it's a book proposal, magazine article, or novel. If I don't, I'll find that I'm simply waiting for lightning to strike instead of taking an active role in my career. Of course, this means I'm also constantly waiting for an answer. Sometimes waiting can be difficult, especially if you're in a bad work situation. That said, it can be even more difficult if you spend too much time agonizing over your bad fortune. Once you've decided to take action and look for a new career, you need to let go of all the problems with your current job. Too many people continue to bewail their career problems long after they've convinced themselves to quit. Instead, you should see your job change as something that has already happened. You've already taken the first step. Let it go. This will make the waiting easier. There's no longer a need to sit around complaining with your coworkers about this boss or that VP. Once you decide to leave, you don't have to invest your time in company problems. It doesn't matter that this person is a jerk or another is nasty and controlling. You know that soon, you won't have to deal with them anymore. While you want to make sure the quality of your work remains high, you'll feel less stress from the day-to-day dramas of your job. You're less invested in the outcome of the company, and therefore, less inclined to take your work problems home with you. Waiting need not have the bad connotations usually associated with it. If you're actively waiting for plans to coalesce, people to respond, money to save, then you're on the right track. Rather than jumping from one bad situation to another, plan, wait, then execute your plan when the time is right, and you're guaranteed the best effect. Your career and your life are sure to benefit. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwright.com/career. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchwright.com, comments on the Career Opportunities blog, or on the Friends in Tech combined forums. There you can discuss high-tech issues with other listeners of all the Friends in Tech member shows. visit forums.friendsintech.com to join in the conversation.